Hi there. The word for you today is put your faith to work. In Luke 17, verse 19, Jesus said, "Thy faith hath made thee whole." We become so engrossed in what we see, feel, and hear that we spend our lives operating within our natural senses rather than our spiritual ones. 1 Peter 1, verse 5 says, "Through your faith, God is protecting you by His power." Your faith is what activates the power of God. They say before a stone becomes a diamond, it's just carbon put under millions of pounds of pressure. The Bible says, and I quote, "These trials will show that your faith is genuine." Trouble not only places a demand on your faith, it does more, it reveals the depth of it. You don't really know much about faith when your bills are paid, your body is healthy, your children are acting right, and your marriage is intact. But look out. When all hell is breaking loose and you trust God to bring you through it, then you know you've got faith and you're growing in faith. Sometimes we think we're actually doing better than we really are, but often the enemy has not ceased to attack. He just moved from doing it in the natural realm to doing it in the spiritual realm. You say, "What do you mean?" Well, he's attacking your mind, your rest, your peace, your emotions, and your thought life. So you say, "What can I do about it?" The Bible tells us, "Lift up the shield of faith and stop his flaming arrows." Ephesians 6 verse 17 says, "Take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and use it to drive Satan back." In other words, put your faith to work. Say enough is enough and begin to take back the ground that the enemy has stolen from you. You say, "Can I do that in God's strength?" Absolutely, positively, yes.